Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Did you get chowed down, Rusty?
In 0 TR.
Had some nice broiled Canadian flounder, nice salad, tossed salad, some raspberry vinaigrette dressing, and some fried okra for my side, and some good fresh hush puppies. I'm pleasantly filled up here, sir.
I'm making breadsticks, and we're having pork tenderloin.
What else? What else?
Rolls. I got dough in my hands.
Well, you can talk.
And rolls and corn and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, that's pork tenderloin, and that's what we're having for dinner.
After that big steak yesterday?
I'm sorry, but so's the rest of the family. I can't help it there, Phil.
74NGU. Rusty, I want you to know yesterday was his birthday, and he had about a 6-inch thick steak cooked up just perfect, and just made us all hungry as we could be just describing it. On top of that steak, having that tenderloin, he's going to waddle when he walks. Go ahead, Phil. Yeah, he had a big, nice dinner last night for his birthday, and then pork tenderloin today. I tell you, those people eat like kings.
Well, yeah, but it didn't cost anything, see? Amy's and Shelly bought it for my birthday. And, oh, wow, Bernice did it well. She bought the pork tenderloin, too. There's two of them. And then we had crab cakes for dinner last night. And I haven't had crab in years, but I didn't like crab when I ate it down in Florida when I was stationed there. It seemed awful strong. But boy, these were good. Go ahead, Phil.
Man, I could eat seafood every day. Really good. Rusty, it's been long enough. I guess you're over the virus, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about 4 days beyond my quarantine period, so. But I finished up my quarantine period by catching one heck of a head cold, so I'm about over that now. And come up to a traffic light here, and there's a fire truck and an ambulance across the intersection in the parking lot of a convenience store. I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm not going to get involved with it. I'm going the other way anyway. Good to hear you, Phil. Haven't talked with you in a while. And, yeah, like I said, I had, had some nice broiled Canadian flounder, real nicely broiled, some fried okra to go on the side, nice tossed salad with raspberry vinaigrette dressing. Real good deal. So I was doing good, too. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir. That makes me drool. I'm not supposed to have too much seafood. I like it, but my left big toe and various other things don't like it. And there's something in that started with a P, purine or something. It's not good for gout, so I try not to eat too much of it. But I do love fried catfish and flounder. Yeah, that flounder sounded good, Rusty. Well, I think we all ought to thank the good Lord, and we're all blessed, don't you, Phil?
Oh, I'll double up on that. But, man, I'm going to have a big, somebody brought us a big giant seafood salmon, pink salmon that I'm going to roast up tonight. Teresa's doing good, but they found a blood clot in each lung this past week, and she and I both have been healthy, but this has been a rough year for her, so she's doing okay. She's at home. They didn't keep her at the hospital, but so people are bringing over food here and there for us, and I appreciate that.
Well, I hadn't heard about that, and I'll put her in my prayers there. Yeah, and the only big thing is I'm still recovering from having that, about 3 months ago, having that gallbladder surgery, which is rough on everything else and trying to get all your breathing back, and then hit the COVID, and then hit the head cold, you know. All the good things that in life at age 73, almost 74. So, oh, well, it is what it is and everything, so anyway, but lunch was good, lunch, supper, whatever, and as my sister says, I was having lupper, so anyway, I'll be back to the house shortly, but sounds like you're going to have a good meal there too also, Phil, and over to you, Tom, W2T Mobile.
Well, it's Teresa, I'll tell you, and that's great you got friends to help you out, and you was just wanting some salmon too, Phil. Well, you know, I saw that guy yesterday drive up in that beautiful Pontiac Bonneville, and I asked him if he'd spoken to you, and he said, no, your wife had been sick, and I told him, well, she was doing fine, and I guess I spoke too soon. Well, Bernice had multiple blood clots, and it took them a while to discover it in her lungs, so I'm glad they found it out, and they give her a real expensive blood thinner for quite some time. She must have took it for a year or so, and thankfully, we had good insurance, but they put one of those Greenfield filters in her immediately when they found that, and they didn't tell us they're supposed to remove it within a year, so it's still there, and the doctor says it'd be a lot more dangerous to take it out than it is just to leave it alone, and she don't even have to take the blood thinners anymore, but wow, it took them long enough to find that, Phil, and that's common with surgeries where they pretty much paralyze your body for all those hours.
Well, you know, her surgery, Rusty, I don't know if you knew this, she had 7.5-hour surgery, but she's 35 days out from that, so the blood clots should not have been an issue, but she hadn't had any injuries or anything, so I guess it's post-surgery. But anywho, it's a mess. She's tough, and when she says I'm in pain, she's in pain.
About that, Phil, and yeah, that's a long time under the out under the anesthetic and everything. My hour and 30 minutes was long enough for me, more than long enough. So anyway, well, I'll put, like I said, I'll put her on my prayer list and add her to the one in church and in our choir, and you take it easy, and I know you'll enjoy that salmon, and Tom, I like crab cakes too, but they've got to be fixed right, and there are some places that have no clue how to fix crab cakes, and then there are others who know how to really fix them good, so anyway, well, I'm at home, and I'm going to get back inside here, because it's looking more and more like rain over here, over my way, and I'm going to get inside and unlax for a little bit, and then work a CW net about 4:30 this afternoon. Phil, hopefully everything will get better with your wife and everything, and you take it easy. Anything I can do, give me a holler. And Tom, we'll talk to you later. You behave yourself. Otherwise, Bernice will use the bottom of that frying pan on your head. Talk to you later. N0TR to take it. W2T.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Rusty, for your prayers, and we'll see you soon. That would be four, never give up. Tom, you're the only guy I know that keeps his radio right beside the kitchen table so you can eat and talk at the same time.
I told Bernice I was going to put one back in the bedroom the other day. She said, no, you ain't. I've thought about it, but for a late night. But no, I'm not going to. But it's nice to have this one here. I had to think about long and hard how I would get that antenna wire out to the outside. And there's a, it's not high gain. I forget, diamond antennas. And it looks like a 3/4-inch piece of PVC with a shiny cap on it out there. It's only, maybe 3 foot long or so. Works like a champ. It's on the carport there. And I ran it out there, trying to get things done before I get to where I just can't, Phil. I haven't put up my motion light yet like you bought. I'm glad to hear you got yours going. It's still in the box, but I'm waiting on warmer weather, trying to decide exactly where to put it, because I got, as you noticed, several other ones out there. Well, I hope they put her on a blood thinner right away. Now, Bernice, I blamed it on the fact they took those cuffs off her legs the next morning and they didn't put them back on. And she had 6.5 hours, I think it was, of surgery. This is in Gerald T.R.
Yeah, well, we feel like she got a first-class job from the guy that did her surgery, so he's just real thorough, and there wasn't any difficulty. It was just he had some things to get done. Well, I'm almost where I'm going, Tom, and I'm sure going to be thinking about you eating that good pork. And, man, I'm sure she doesn't overcook it, so it's nice and juicy. That's the one thing you can do to ruin pork is dry it out. But I'm gonna be thinking about you.
Well, I'll tell you what, you'll have to sample some of these breadsticks some of these days. The Frontenac Bakery, Frontenac, Kansas, was owned by an Austrian family, and for generations they had made those. And Bernice tried for years to get that recipe down, and she's got it. And I'm telling you, well, Amy, the daughter, she says, that's my cocaine, Dad, is them breadsticks. That's how good they are. And if you dip them in a little butter, they're even better. Well, you take care, Phil, and good to talk to you. I talked to DJW and Jerry this morning. DJW went flying for up at Foothills for 5 batteries worth. He's a better man than I am. It's 48 degrees for the most. Showing 54 out there right now, but it was spitting a little bit of rain, and we're supposed to get a substantial rain tonight. 73 spill. W4NGU and 0TR clear.
W4 never give up.